we're here finally, where we can hear ourselves think on the Live Free Zone. And this is Tom Cryer, the insubordinate one, the bad peasant. And we're going to continue. I've been on now with the last 2 hours with the Peter Mac Show, and thoroughly enjoy visiting with Peter. Very knowledgeable on tax issues, and he's very knowledgeable on government excesses. And it was a terrific 2 hours spent, and I'm looking forward to spending now 2 hours with my favorite guest, and that's you. And you can be a guest here on the Live Free Zone by calling in at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, to be on the program. Today I'm going to start out with where we ended up, in case those of you who were not tuned in and listening to the Peter Mac, and that is a comment on the exit of Mark Everson from the commissioner's office of the IRS, and his moving over to run the Red Cross and to extract blood and other means. The comment that I made at the conclusion of Peter's program was that how, you know, if they were to pass a tax on your blood and say we're going to come take a pint of your blood once a month, we all know that that wouldn't be permissible. We all know that that wouldn't walk. But why is it that when they pass a tax on our sweat and they take our labor, which is just as much a part of us as our blood is, why do we tolerate that? We know that the Constitution doesn't permit them to take our property, that the Constitution doesn't permit them to tax our property directly. So why do we put up with that? The problem that we see here is that when we know the truth and it's obvious, it's just like finding the squirrel in the picture. You know, you find the squirrel in this picture, and you finally find it upside down and catty-cornered up in the leaves of a tree. You can't look at that photograph, or that picture, rather, without seeing a squirrel. Now, to us, we've seen the squirrel, and we know it's there, and we can't see this picture without noticing it. But nobody else looking at the picture can see it. You have to point it out to them. And we, you know, that's what we're going to have to do here if we're going to get past this sweat tax. And that is get it out and let everybody know where the squirrel is, where the truth is, that there is no law making them liable for the income tax, and that they have been the victims of a massive, huge theft by deception and theft by intimidation of those who are not deceived. For years and generations. It's time to stop it. And the only way to stop that is with the truth. So if you want to call up, give us your comments, give us your questions on these issues, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Also, we want to talk about the fact that Republic Broadcasting Network is not conducted without expense. The Republic Broadcasting Network makes programs like this one and many others available that you cannot obtain and you cannot hear or see, or rather listen to, on any major media or mainstream media or even local media. And so you need to, if you would, find some way to support this provision. I'll tell you how when we get back.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And hello again this afternoon on Saturday, May 26, 2007, a day where we're going to start in on the rest of our future. Maybe you ought to mark that date down, because today's the day that we're all going to renew our effort to get the truth out to everyone about the big lie. When everyone knows, it'll be all over. They won't be able to budge. So a minute ago I mentioned that, you know, it's important to keep outlets for the truth, like Republic Broadcasting Network, up and running. And you can contribute to that effort by either calling 1-800-724-2719, making a donation over the phone or a pledge over the phone, or you can get online at republicbroadcasting.org and contribute to the PayPal account there. Or you can send a check in to RBN at 1015, that's 1015, South Mays. And there are at least three ways to spell Mays, but the one that works on this instance is M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or call 1-800-724-2719 or online at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, let's get back to getting the truth out and discussing some of the issues on the taxes. We've got a question or a caller here that we want to hit and just jump right into. We've got Greg in Iowa. Greg, are you on?
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
And I'm doing fine, sir, and you?
Good. I wanted to just chime in on something that happened to me with the IRS. has been probably about a month ago. Previous to that, I had received a bill that said that my I owed more taxes, which were pretty substantial, and back from 2005. And so, you know, they had all these help numbers and all this stuff. So I called a person and I said, well, you know, I wanted to do a little research on this, you know, and he gave me a couple websites to go to and all this stuff. And I read as much as I could, and I couldn't find the answer I was looking for. And so I called back about a week and a half later, and they transferred me. I had the same questions, and they transferred me about three or four different times, and I was on the phone for about 3 hours that day, and I said, hey, look, you know, this is the question that I have, and I can't find the answer. And finally, towards the end of the conversation, this lady that I was talking to, you know, I wasn't yelling or anything like that. And I said, you know, ma'am, I'm just trying to figure, you know, things out here. And I was told by your own people to research and come up with the answer, and I can't. And this gal that I was talking to from the IRS, said, well, you know, Mr. Well, I'm not going to say my name, but said, I'm going to have to put you down as a tax protester.
And now, when did this happen? When did this happen?
When?
When?
About 2 weeks ago.
Do you have this phone conversation recorded by any chance?
No, I don't, because I never thought that it would really come to that. And I said, ma'am, what do you mean a tax protester? I'm just trying to come up with the answer here, and I thought, well, you know, I'm doing what you folks told me to do in the first place, is to research it. I can't come up with the answer. Now I'm asking you to tell me where I can find it, and you can't, they couldn't find it. They put me on hold about, oh shoot, probably 15 times, and I have to go talk to my supervisor and whatever. And finally, she just got back online and said, Mr. So-and-so, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put you down as a tax protester.
Well, the fact is Congress has told the IRS, I think this was around in 1999, the Congress has told the IRS they are not permitted to use the term tax protester with respect to a citizen.
Well, they did.
That's why I was asking if you had that by any chance recorded. You must have been asking some tough questions, like what's the truth?
Yeah, and you know, where can I find the law?
Bad questions. You're not a very good peasant.
No, I'm not. I'm not very good at all, I guess. But,
you're not good at bowing and scraping, and you're not good at cutting off your finger and handing it to them in atonement.
That's right.
You're a good American, is what you are, sir. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to let other people know that he was. You know, it certainly doesn't take a whole lot to. These people are just bullies, you know, and I wasn't frightened or anything, you know, by it, but I was a little bit shocked because, you know, I wasn't necessarily protesting the tax. If they could come up with, okay, you know, here's the rules or the regulation, whatever, and nobody could help me with that, and it's just like, holy heck, you know. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what that's going to mean if someday some guys in black uniforms are going to kick my door down and haul me off.
Well, you first off, that tells you that they don't spell help the same way you and I do. Well, these help lines are not out to help you. It's a four-letter word, but it's not spelled H-E-L-P.
Yeah, and the people that I talked to there kept you know, telling me, oh, you have to sign this and sign this and send that in right away, even though you're researching this. And I said,
well, now you're talking about the additional or declaration or finding of a deficiency or a reassessment. I don't know what level of the process that you're in the administrative process, and I am not an administrative lawyer.
Right.
There is a process, and you have to do certain things to preserve your right to oppose their determination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm going to suggest to you is that you get a get in touch with an attorney who handles these types of problems. You mentioned that it was a substantial amount of money.
It's over $5,000.
Well, that's a substantial amount of money to most of us. And,
well, it is to me too. That's why I don't have that kind of money, and that's why I was questioning. If I was a multimillionaire, that probably wouldn't be that big of a deal, and I probably wouldn't have taken all the time and whatever to research everything and that type of thing. But it is a lot of money to me, and that's why I was trying to gee whiz. You know, if they're going to ask for this kind of money, I'm going to. You know, by golly, I'm going to at least be comfortable in my mind that I'm just not throwing it down the rat hole, you know? So,
well, you know, you've got a right to demand that they show you by what authority they expect you to hand over part of your money.
Mm-hmm.
That said, we had a caller on previously. I don't know if you caught that I was on the Peter Back Show for a couple of hours before this one.
I was listening to that, yes.
And you probably heard me explain to the lady that it's important that you not allow yourself to get singled out of the herd, because
right.
Then you become easy prey for a very, very powerful, a very large, and very, very dangerous organization.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, I was being interviewed by a television producer out of European news media, and they love this type of stuff. And unlike our own media, they will not touch it with even a borrowed 10-foot pole. But he asked if I would compare the IRS to the mafia, and I told him that I don't think that was a valid comparison, that while I think that many of those in the IRS are fully aware that they are operating outside the law, that they're stealing money that the law doesn't entitle them to take through deception and through intimidation, that I don't think it's fair to compare them to the mafia, because there are an awful lot more people that are afraid of the mafia, and the IRS steals money the mafia could only dream about.
Yeah.
So,
I personally would rather deal with the mafia.
Well, your chances would be better.
Because they have like a couple different rules, and it's pretty easy to at least in your own mind to deal with that. But when you have books and thousands of pages that just go from here to there and back again, and
well, even those thousands of pages don't matter, Greg, because. I've got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service explaining, when I called them down for not following procedures, explained that the procedures are for me to follow, but they will follow them only if they want to. They're not required to follow them.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the attitude you're dealing with here.
Okay.
But I wish you good luck. Please get you some help with this. Please get some guidance of in some form, a CPA who's got a lot of them. Or one of the tax assistance services, but please get some help.
I will, and while I have you on the line, can I put in one little tiny plug, please?
Sure.
I hope everyone out there will research and take a peek at what Ron Paul has to say.
Well, I would love to see Ron Paul come on board on this issue.
You bet. Well, thank you, sir.
And thank you for the call. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on the Live Free Zone.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back up and running here on the Live Free Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The caller just a second ago is a good example of what we need to be very careful of. We could afford to have disputes and arguments and disagreements, but we have to be careful not to allow any of us to get into harm's way. I mentioned earlier that I didn't have any choice in the matter. I was committed 20 years before I found out about this to do something, and I had to do what I had to do. I had to test it, and I had to test it within the system. But outside the system is where the rest of us need to be fighting. We need to be fighting in the political arena, and we can do that through truthattack.org, which is we're going to talk about a little bit more later on in the program. But right now, we're going to talk to Mary in Ohio. Hello, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I know you're familiar with Bob Schultz and We the People because I watched you on his video, the live broadcast from their conference that they had the end of March. Regarding the right to petition lawsuit that Bob filed and was filed in July of 2004, and then, you know, obviously it was thrown out of court, and then he appealed it, and they had oral arguments October of last year. They're still waiting for a response, and I know why they're struggling, because is this government going to say, well, we don't have a right, we don't have any responsibility to answer you? I understand all that stuff, but my question is to you: do they have to come up with a decision, or can they just let it sit on their desk until it rots off their desk?
I've got some bad news for you, Mary, and that is that the decision did come out about about a month ago. And,
why didn't Bob tell us?
Well, I didn't know he had or had not. You know, I'm not in that loop. It's a great organization, and I'll tell you what, I met some wonderful people at that conference. I mean, a ton of them. They're just, you know, all of the folks that I have met in this tax-aware community, that's what I like to call it, aware of the truth, have been terrific. But I don't know why you hadn't received word of that. Sometimes news travels faster than others. Usually bad news travels fastest. But the D.C. Circuit did come out, and they did rule on that. And they held that although you have a right to ask, you don't have a right necessarily to get an answer. And part of the problem that you have, and this is where Bob and his group are forging into uncharted waters, excuse me, very few portions of the Constitution have gone unexplored by the Supreme Court. Excuse me to say. I've still got a little bit of the sinus and congestion that I'm recovering from a couple of weeks ago. But the right to petition for redress of grievances in the First Amendment is one of those areas that hasn't been explored. Part of the problem that they have with their suit is that they don't have precedent. And that's the way you have to chart new law by going into these uncharted waters and exploring and getting these matters defined. He's doing a great thing, a great service, by activating what has been a neglected part of the Constitution.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter then. I mean, it might as well just take a whiteout and white it all out, because if we don't have, I mean, redress means to correct, and if they're not even going to listen or they don't have to respond to why we think we're being harmed, how are they going to correct it?
It's a good point. That's a valid point. And now, you know, if it's, you might as well just erase it, though. What if they had decided that after Plessy versus Ferguson? Which held that segregated school systems were okay as long as they were maintained on an equal basis. Law is an evolving process and hopefully improving in the evolution, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it devolves, I call it. We've seen a great deal of devolution in the constitutional arena. By the abuse of the general, what they refer to as the general welfare clause, which doesn't exist. But this is another example, though, of emerging law. And you have to start where you are. And right now, basically, the court's position is there's no law because there's no law to go by on this, and therefore there's no remedy. The problem with the suit, and this is just a personal observation on my part, is that the suit sought to declare what the remedy would be if your rights are violated or abridged where they're not allowed to be abridged. There are a number of ways that a court can remedy that problem. In some cases, they may award damages. In other cases, they may award an injunction against its continued abridgment. Or they may order some other relief. For example, on searches and seizures, you had the exclusionary rule from Matt B. Ohio for many years that the courts imposed until Congress could come up with a solution. But the remedy for a failure to recognize these rights just hasn't been defined yet. And that's one of the things that suits like Bob's and we the people pressing that suit for the petition redress for the court to define those rights and what is going to be done when they're violated is an important thing to keep pushing, keep doing. They're on the right track. And we'll be back. Thanks for the call, Mary.
Thank you.
It was a good point. And we'll be back in a few minutes here on the Life Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Yet or what? That discussion that we just had with Mary, brings up some points that I just want to point out. That don't ever give up hope on the Constitution. Don't ever give up hope on the system. It's flawed because we're flawed. It's administered by people, but the concept and the principles behind the Constitution and our constitutional republic that we are guaranteed and it's currently being denied. Can be restored, but it takes people who are educated, and our founding fathers kept telling us that. Ben Franklin said it, George Washington said it, Thomas Jefferson said it, that if we don't know our rights, if we don't understand our government, the way it's supposed to work, then the government can get away with working otherwise. And so, educate yourself, educate your neighbor, educate your family. Make sure your kids grow up with understanding of what this republic is supposed to be and what they have a right to expect their government to do and not to do. So don't give up on the system. Just one failure, one misstep, one stumble. It's a fight. It's a painful process. And the We the People lawsuit is a good start on that, but it's not, nothing happens in one single stroke. You can't even drive a nail, or very few times can you drive a nail of any substance with just one stroke of the hammer. It takes a little while. We got to work at it, stay at it. Now, we've got Dalton in Tennessee. is with us today. What you got on, Dalton, your mind?
What I got on my mind? I got several things on my mind today.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Are you familiar with the law of entropy?
What?
The law of entropy.
No.
Determines physics. Basically what it says is that any given orderly system, in order for that system to remain orderly, there has to be a constant input of energy. And if there's not, it runs down.
All
right. Are you following me? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like a little kid's room.
But you can't have a perpetual motion machine because there's some loss of that energy in the conversion.
Right. Just like a little kid's room, you know. It's real easy for it to descend into total chaos, but they have to expend energy to keep it orderly.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like that with this whole tax thing, as far as I'm concerned. The problem is that for a long time, people have thought, well, yeah, on a philosophical basis, I know they're right. I know all these taxes are illegal, but I'm just going to go along. It's really not going to cost me that much to keep going along and just shut up and fly below the radar. Okay?
Yeah.
The problem with that is that, yeah, that strategy might have worked for a few generations in a row, and it was just bullheaded people and an annoyance, you know, that had trouble with it. But nothing ever stays the same. And these people that run this whole charade are never satisfied. They never will be satisfied.
It's kind of
like a black hole, you know. As you get closer and closer, the gradient gets so steep, so fast, it's a logarithmic change that eventually it sucks everything in.
That's not a bad comparison, Dalton. And I'll tell you another good example of what you're talking about there is that it seems that the more they get away with, the more they have to experiment and try to get away with some more. A good example, they get past the notion that it is not applicable to 99% of us. They get past that and they create the myth. Then it comes time for them to, the Congress turns over fixing the amount of the tax to them. And they decide they're going to just fix the taxes in the instruction manual. They're not going to set the tax rates the way the law requires them to do. It's like if they, and then they turn around and say, the Congress says, okay, you could set the standard exemption now too. And they didn't do that either. They just readjust the calculations in the tax tables. And it's kind of like they're getting some sort of delight or satisfaction out of just touting the law and of being above and beyond Administrative Procedures Act, the Constitution, and everything. They keep going further out of the circle because the kick isn't there anymore. They need
right.
a bigger fix of exercising and flexing their muscles and showing how they can do things on their own without having to even follow Congress's instructions. So, that's well said and well pointed out.
Well, one other thing real quick. You know, when the Normans invaded England, they had something they called the Domesday Book. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's where the term
the Exchequer kept it.
They went around that country, and they numbered and they tracked everything down to a hive of bees.
That's right.
Every goose, every chicken, every everything. And people need to realize they're doing the staging now for doing that in this country. People can roll their eyes and say, I'm nuts. But they're going around checking out everybody's wells and sending out these agricultural surveys and all the rest of it. And
they're assembling in that this real ID issue that's coming up now is just another example of they're keeping tabs on us and holding us to account, and eventually they're going to end up eliminating currency merely go to an electronic medium of exchange, to where you cannot put anything in your pocket that they don't know about.
Right.
And so, it's you're or George Orwell had no clue. What George Orwell's worst nightmare is child's play compared to what has already transpired.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we're definitely, even as early as 1980, I had one postal inspector. We're not talking about FBI and CIA here. One postal inspector boasted to me that he knew about my client's trip to Mexico. He knew how many times he'd been to his bank safe deposit box, that he knew how long he spent in there, and that he knew where he stayed. And when he went to Mexico and came back, he could even tell me what kind of gas mileage the guy got. This was in 1983 or 4.
Right.
This was 20 years ago. All right. Now, and he tells me, and he boasts then, that he got all that information without leaving his office. Now, if that was 20 years ago, you can just imagine what's happened to technology now.
Sure.
You know, just exactly what is being monitored. What privacy do you have? What freedom do you have if you're not free to do it without being supervised? You know, it's awesome. And the idea behind the money issue, the tax issues, it's just it's something we've either got to turn it around now or we'll be powerless to turn it around later. And just for the tax community, the tax honesty community, or tax aware community, I prefer to call it, is dwindling now because they have been chomping away at the flocks by hitting these groups with 6,700 gag orders and invading their offices and getting their membership and mailing lists and going after those guys to discourage them. So that's why, for example, Truth Attack was set up. It's immune from all of that because it's not selling any kind of do this and it'll solve the problem. It's saying tell this. It's saying say this. It's saying write this. And all of those are constitutionally protected, and they can't do a single thing about it. They can't hurt you for fighting when you fight with your rights.
Anyway, I just think it's really important what you're doing, and I salute you, and thank you,
sir. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate the call. Let's see, where are we on time here? I believe we've got time. We can bring John online here, see what's going on. Hello, John in New York.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for waiting.
A couple points. Number one is, I've heard notions that they say the 16th Amendment was ratified so long, even if it wasn't properly ratified, that it's concrete now because it's just a lack of the fact of time. Well, just recently, the Senate voted on the English language not being the official American language, even though it's been the language since the beginning of our creation. And so here we have a direct violation, recently comparative, and so we have a violation of basically truth, I want to say, in one essence of another. Also, they voted on the Social Security to be paid to the illegal immigrants. And the truth of the matter is they already established a Social Security office in Mexico City, Mexico, like 4 or 5 years ago. So here we have them voting on something they supposedly that are they're acting on and making a vote for when it's a false vote, when they've already gone to construction and operations. And it's like a facade of makeup, this belief. And so I don't know. It's like you're saying they make the laws and they bypass the laws, and if they get past the first one, they try to get into another couple. And so where do we stand? And where do you start saying, well, okay, we have the law. It's like right now I'm in a bind where I need to get a lawyer. No lawyer will represent me because it's like I've got this, I've shown the government be crooked and everything, and so they just don't want to get there because they know there's no rhyme or reason. It's the color of law, not the fact of law. And to get representation, they tell me now that because of the, I think the Patriot Act, that I can't represent myself now, which I guess I'll have to challenge because there is no representation otherwise, and I'm not going to let them put that wall up in my mind to say, oh, well, you can't do that.
Let me explain to you a couple of things there. Number one is that, yes, you are entitled to represent yourself. The court may appoint and require a public defender to at least nursemaid you through the process. But here's the deal. Number one, you do not want to represent yourself. I'm a trial lawyer. I've been doing this for 33 years. I've tried cases of every size, shape, and description. I could try this case, you know, without, I wouldn't hesitate at all to try this case for somebody else. But I would never, ever, ever try this case myself.
Well, I've approached 100 lawyers, and they've all turned me down. I've had my accountant approach lawyers,
right,
and they've turned them down.
That gets to a second point I want to discuss with you, and that is I don't know what your argument is based on with the government, but there are a number of arguments out there that simply when you lay them out to an attorney, even an attorney who is knowledgeable in the tax structure and on the problems with the tax code and with the tax instructions, because you're being taxed by instruction, you're not being taxed by law. But some of these notions or some of these arguments that are out there are without merit. I hate to have to say that, but some of them are just without merit. A few weeks back, I had Larry Becraft on the program, and we spent 2 hours going over some of those, but we only scratched the surface. So I don't know what your argument or what your premise of your disagreement is, but it may very well be that, number one, even if it's straight down the middle, straight true, I mean absolutely online, not one of these what I call the tinfoil hat brigade of, you know, the desperate grasping at straws, but if it was straight mainline truth, many attorneys are not going to be receptive to that truth for the same reason that many of the public are not going to be receptive to that truth. Because if they don't know about it, then they don't have to do anything about it. I've had attorneys tell me, Tom, I don't want to know what the truth is on this because I don't want to have to do what you're having to do. They don't want to hear the truth. So, you know, you might want to assess your position, and I'll tell you how to do that. I'm not going to embarrass you or put you on the spot by saying, all right, what's your position, and then tell you, well, that's valid or not valid. But I will tell you this. Go to truthattack.org. Click on FAQ. Then click on the segment of FAQ that deals with some strange notions or ideas. In that answer, you will find a link to Larry Becraft's dead issues file. Click that link, go to it, and see if your position is among those dead issues, because if it is, you're DOA. If it is not, and you need to figure out get a lawyer for the purpose of negotiating a good tactical withdrawal, which is Army for retreat and run like crazy. But you need to assess your position anew. You need to make sure before you go into this war that you have something besides a rubber knife in your hand. And you need to also find attorneys that know the truth, that you're not going to have to coach on the truth. Now, we're assembling at truthattack.org, whenever someone enlists to help with this campaign to make the public know the truth, we ask them if they're an attorney or a PR expert or a blogging or IT expert. And so we're assembling a database of attorneys around the country that are tax aware. So if you will go to truthattack.org, and while you're there looking at those dead issue files, also click contact and send us a note about where your case is, what it involves, and we'll see if we can find an attorney in your neck of the woods that has some understanding of what you're talking about.
Well, I've got a situation to where prior to the tax, I have a total hardship. I have where they've changed minutes of court. They've perjured in court. I had the Cornell University changing laboratory work, and I've proven all this, got documentation, got the facts written in court, and when it gets said and done,
well,
nobody wants to touch it.
Yeah. Well, we just follow those sets of guides and try that. You know, always never stop evaluating your position. Never
right.
stop evaluating.
Never say never.
Your
position. You're right.
It's just like a battle plan. It's only good for the first 20 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I've got also is prayer is awful strong, and the Lord keeps me on this edge. But it's like every time I get to where I think I'm going to fall over the cliff, He gives me a door, and I don't know how that happens, but it's a fact.
It's not coincidence.
Right.
It's not coincidence. I can look back at my life, and I can see where everything since I got here has been steering me to this battle right here has been steering me. Everything that has happened to put me where I am now. And there comes a time in everyone's life whenever they have an epiphany and a realization of why they're here. And for the first time, I thought I was here to serve people, make their lives better, to solve their problems. And that was the whole reason I got into the practice of law, was to do just that and to make the system work. Because that's where the facts meet the law, and you either get it right or you get it wrong.
Well, it was kind of funny that we had the one speaker ahead of me who talked about empathy, and that, you know, it's like a perpetual motion motor is impossible. Well, the patent on that was in 1977, so when they put that block of wall up in your mind, you can step across it, because, as you know, if you pick up a weight beside you and stick it out on the end of a lever, someone's designed where they pick up the weight by the axis and it falls over on a lever and it works.
Well, it'll work until you put a load on it.
No,
okay.
It'll work.
Well, we'll have to see about that, but we'll be back, and thanks for the call.
Thanks,
John. And good luck with your case. We'll be back here in a few minutes and continue on with the telling of the truth, where the truth only is allowed. Lies are forbidden.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back up and creeping up on the top of the hour here at the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've been talking to some great folks about a whole wide host of areas. If you want to talk to us here on the program, you can call us at 1-800-313-9443 and let us know what you've got on your mind, what questions you have, what comments. And we'll kick these things around. We've been having a ton of fun so far. Let's have some fun now with Kurt in Arizona. Hello, Kurt. How are you doing today?
Hello, Tom. I've got a multifaceted question, a couple of multifaceted questions. First one regarding property taxes and my belief that where I live is, in fact, the Church of Living in Truth under God. Does that provide, and I truly believe this, I'm 100% disabled, I study the Bible, Plain James Version regularly, and whatnot like that, and because I'm 100% disabled and barely surviving under social insecurity, in other words, I live at about half the poverty level. Anyway, because of that, because I truly consider this my dwelling and real property to be my church of living in truth under God,
can
that eliminate me from property taxes? Now, other people come here, and we do Bible studies sometimes, and we discuss issues like this and whatnot, so it's not just me, but it's me at my dwelling, which is...
Well, let me tell you before I give you an answer that I'm... It is not going to be satisfactory to you. I can't give you that answer that's satisfactory to you, but I'm not saying that a solid answer isn't available to you. It's just not available here. Property tax is a state tax or a county tax or, in here in Louisiana, a parish tax or a city tax.
I've got all three,
okay?
State.
Right.
County and city.
Oh, yeah. And you're in there with the rest of us. Now, those are not federal, and they're not governed by the U.S. Constitution. Those are part of the authority of the state. That authority of the state can be shared with its political subdivisions. Now, you've got 50 different states that have their own property tax system. And all 50 of them are liable to be something completely different from others. Now, you're in Arizona, right?
Correct.
You would have to look to see what the definition of exemption is. And you would have to look to see what, just like whenever I started in on this, I found out we weren't taxed, but on taxable income, I had to do a survey from scratch to determine, because the law doesn't say what's exempt. I had to do a survey from scratch to find out what is outside the federal taxing authority. Well, you'll have to do that survey from an Arizona standpoint. And that is, you look to your Arizona state constitution and your Arizona taxing laws, and you see how they recognize what the elements are for recognition as an exemption for religious purposes. Now, given that, you can get some assistance from an attorney, or you can go to the library. Most libraries have a law library section that you can get into these, or you can get online and dig up Arizona statutes on taxes and start looking at those rules, because anytime you play a game, you have to play the game by the rules that come with the box. And you got 50 boxes here.
I understand that part.
I can't. That's why I'm not going to be able to give you a sound answer on that. But I will say that it is within the sovereign right of the state to tax property. It doesn't have in Article 1, Section 4 prohibition against direct taxes.
Gotcha. I got a.